Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, and this really special double drop this weekend, conversations with two of my newest favorite people, together whom make up the band Sun and the Saint. It's been really fun being connected to other humans via former guests, and I need to say thank you to Angela Petrilli, who introduced me to not only Paloma Estevez, but also Reed Thomas Lawrence, whose episode drops tomorrow. Now, this episode is all about Paloma. Here's the really thoughtful bio she sent me. Paloma Estevez is a Los Angeles-born drummer and co-creator of the pop rock blues duo Sun and the Saint. Raised in a family of entertainers, she discovered her rhythm early, first on trombone, then behind a drum kit where her deep pocket and explosive energy quickly set her apart. Over the past two decades, she's performed everywhere from small clubs to stadium crowds, sharing stages with artists like Slash, Berlin, and El Chicano, and appearing on film scores and ESPN features. Now, as the heartbeat of Sun and the Saint, Paloma channels that same power and precision into a sound that's raw, soulful, and unapologetically alive. Now, when we talk about a family of entertainers, we're talking about Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez. And I'm sure you've never heard about those two, right? But for those of you who've been following the pod for a bit, you'll all have heard my episode 100, where I got interviewed and tell the tale of how I came to walk the Camino, and Martin Sheen and Emilio Estevez's movie The Way was part of that mysterious journey. I finally got to tell Paloma what a massive impact that movie made on me and how it changed my life. So one lifelong dream achieved. In this episode, I asked Paloma to share a favorite tour memory, and she emailed me a story earlier this week. And before the outro, there is a little snippet where I read the story that Paloma shared with me. And then, if all goes well, the outro music is from Sun and the Saint. They were so kind to share a song with me to use during the episode. Titled Take Me Back to California, it's a groovy song with a sexy beat that is sure to get you dancing. So now, here's Paloma Estevez and our conversation this episode.
So I didn't set out blindly on this mission. I've written everything down. I wrote him down too, like 2 years before I met him. And I wrote down everything. I wrote down the type of person he is, what he's into, like the qualities that I'd, and it wasn't him specifically. It was what I wanted in a partner, musically and intimately too. And yeah, and it's weird. So I've been doing this my whole life. I've written stuff down. And so that's why I'm like, wow, I wish I could like think of all the things. There's been like so many like that I've written down. And I look at it years later and I'm like, oh, it's word for word. Like, it's not like, oh, it's kind of that. It's like, literally I spelled it out. So I've had that happen many years. I believe in the power of humans. I believe in our power, our ability to co-create our own environments.
I would so appreciate it if you could share a story that, you know, it could be one story, it could be two stories of something that you consider to be magical or miraculous or mysterious. I've had every kind of story you could ever imagine under the sun. As a matter of fact, this month I'm reproducing all of the ghost stories that I've had on the podcast. So all that to say, everything's legitimate. I'd love to hear whatever you'd like to share.
Okay, something that's miraculous or magical?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I feel like I've had a lot of miraculous things happen in my life, a lot of like serendipity I guess the one that's just coming to mind is honestly meeting Reed. I feel like it was very serendipitous. I don't know if it was like, I don't know. It felt very like otherworldly, if that makes sense. I felt like I knew him the moment I met him, and I was kind of on this journey before I met him. I had decided that I wanted to create my own band, and I was out networking constantly. I was like meeting as many people as I could. I was like joining way too many bands and like playing for too many people. And like, I was kind of like, you know, and I met him, and it might sound lame, but I kind of just like felt like time just went like, tch. And I remember looking at him and being like, oh my God, I think that's him. And it was, it was definitely a moment in time I won't forget. And
Well, you know, that's interesting that you say that, because I've had multiple experiences like that in my life. I graduated from college, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I graduated from college, could not get anyone to hire me to save my life, and got placed with a temp agency. They sent me to this company in Skokie, Illinois. I worked there for 3 months, and someone said, hey, one of the VPs wants to interview you for a permanent position. And I was like, okay. Like, I'm just a leaf on the wind. Who knows where I'm going to go at this point? And I walked into that conference room for the interview, and my friend Linda was sitting across from me. I didn't know Linda at the time. I walked into that room. I locked eyes with her, and it was like there was this palpable, powerful sense of coming home. And I looked at her, and I was like, I mean, this gobsmacked me, because I was at like 22 or 23. I'd never had this experience before, but all of a sudden it came into my mind. Oh my God, there you are. I've met you before. I know you. And she said, I felt the same way. It was like you walked in and I was like, oh my God, like we've known each other in other lifetimes. It was just everything, like time froze. And so this happened to me about two or three other times in my life where I met someone. And it's like this instant recognition of, oh my God, there you are. And I always know we're going to do work together, me and the person. And it sounds like exactly what happened with you and Reed.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely did. And since we met, we've had experiences like that together with other people where it's like, yeah, kind of bizarre.
What do you mean? You mean like you guys are like together in the world and then you meet other people and you're both like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, like experiences like, okay, so I didn't set out blindly on this mission. I've written everything down. I wrote him down too, like 2 years before I met him. And I wrote down everything. I wrote down the type of person he is, what he's into, like the qualities that I'd, and it wasn't him specifically, it was what I wanted in a partner, musically and intimately too. And, yeah. And it's weird. So I've been doing this my whole life. I've written stuff down, and so that's why I'm like, wow, I wish I could like think of all the things. There's been like so many like that I've written down, and I look at it years later and I'm like, oh, it's word for word. Like, it's not like, oh, it's kind of that. It's like, literally I spelled it out. So I've had that happen many years. I believe in the power of humans. I believe in our power, our ability to co-create our own environments, and it never gets boring. It never gets like, oh yeah, I knew that would happen. I'm always like, what? That's crazy. And I like look back and I'm like, that's so cool. I literally wrote it down. I get so excited. And I've done it for everything. I've done it for this band. I wrote this band down. I wrote what I wanted. I wrote like that I wanted an album that I was proud of. And yeah, if I look back, it's kind of bizarre. It's just weird. And so he and I have had that, that same intention as, you know, as a unit moving forward. We have written things down that have happened now. And it's pretty cool.
Wow. The power of manifestation. You're just, so first of all, this makes me love you even more for how organized you are, because you're so organized. You're writing down your manifestation, like what you'd like to bring into the world or what you'd like to witness, and it's happening. And then as it's happening, you can go back and say, oh my gosh, everything that I wrote down about my desire for the band or, you know, my bandmate or whatever, it's all there. It's all there. And then Reed showed up and you're like, oh my gosh, let me just check this checklist and see. Wow. And he fits all the criteria there. That is powerful work, by the way. I'm sure you know this.
Yeah, I do. I'm grateful that I've lived like that for a long time. And it just makes me really look forward to the future, you know, like knowing that I have like evidence of that, you know, that what I've written like actually comes true. And not everything. I write everything down. So not everything has, but maybe it will.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, sometimes in the middle of the night when I can't sleep, I'm like, I wish someone would deliver a chocolate cake to the door right now. And
yeah.
And then it doesn't happen. And I'm like, what the hell, dude? Why isn't this happening? You know, there's one other point that I'd like to just revisit because it's interesting to me. Just speaking about Taizé and Kirtan and your travels, you mentioned that you had some healings while you were playing. And so how does that happen? Are you chanting as well? Are you just playing the drums? I mean, I don't know. I'm so curious.
Sure. Yeah. I sometimes when I play drums, I get like transported and like have like, if I really get like tapped in, I'm so connected to the earth, first of all, and I'm so connected spiritually. And I feel like sometimes it's not really me playing anymore. And I got lucky and I'm still lucky. In my band now, I feel like I get totally transported because I get to play what I want to play. And but in the past, like the specific like healing experiences, the Kirtan band I played in, they would just go nuts. Like everyone would just like let loose and like solo. And I would just like get to just like turn like wild animal woman, you know, just like on the toms, just like losing my mind. And like, I could feel people like healing in the audience, like from that too. And it was like healing me back. And like, I don't know, just like a full outer body experience. Like I haven't really talked about it this much, but like I've even had experiences where, like I had a hard time walking after playing because I just like let loose like so much, you know? Definitely a lot of tears, definitely a lot of just movement. Cause I feel like if you open yourself that much to like an energy within yourself, in the music that's literally like coursing through your veins and the people on the stage and the people in the room, like anything can happen. Really. So I feel lucky I got to experience that. It was pretty wild.
So without further ado, here is Paloma's favorite tour memory. One of my favorites was getting to perform with Slash from Guns N' Roses. It wasn't really a tour per se, but a show in Cabo, Mexico. I knew I was going to perform with him, but what I didn't know was that it was about to be one of the coolest days and nights of my life. I was incredibly nervous around him during soundcheck, but I really tried to keep myself together. He had his back to me while setting up, and we only met very briefly. It wasn't until I counted in the song that I knew how special this was going to be. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, and Slash immediately turned his entire body towards me, stared right at me, and jammed with just me the entire song. It was one of the coolest experiences of my life and very unexpected. The show itself only got better when we finished our set and then the crowd started chanting, "Sweet Child, Sweet Child, Sweet Child," which is Slash's signature song. The other drummer who was there didn't know the song, but I did. I knew a lot of songs at that point, so I got back on stage and finished out the night performing Sweet Child with Slash himself. I lack words to express the feeling I still have thinking back on that night. Definitely one for the books.
Wish they all could be only California dreams. I could cross that line, headed for summertime, driving up and down the coastline, headed for the sunshine.
sunshine, looking for a smooth ride.
Let's get started. I cannot express enough the complete kindness and generosity of spirit that both Paloma and Reed have shown me. It was just a complete joy interviewing both of them, getting to know them, hearing them share their stories, and just frankly, knowing that they are in the world bringing their goodness to it. I actually opened the mail one day and there was a fabulous, brand new, beautiful, shiny LP, some stickers and other swag, and it was just so over the top and wonderful that I can truly testify that they're both fabulous human beings. There will be a link to their Insta, their website, buy some swag, everybody, and to their Spotify so that you can check out Sun and the Saint and experience all of the grooviness that they're bringing into the world. But I do need to remember that this episode is all about Paloma, so I'm going to finish how I usually do and say, hey, thank you for listening, and here's my one request. Be like Paloma. I would say be organized, but I feel like, you know what, listeners, you are pretty organized. I mean, you do listen to this podcast every week, but Paloma has really taken organization and manifestation to the next level. And because she's so on top of what she wants for her life, of who she wants in her life, she just steps out there and makes a list and it happens. So that to me speaks of a deep connection with the world, with the creativity and abundance in the world, and with the idea that she is absolutely on the right path. So be like Paloma and dream and write and list your wishes and your desires into being. Co-create with this world, partner with this world. And yeah, you know what I'm gonna say. Pretty soon, if we're all doing that, if we're all engaging and partnering in co-creation, can you even imagine how rad this world is going to be? I hope you're looking forward to the interview with Reed tomorrow. I certainly am. So now I need to get on it and produce his. Thanks for listening, everyone. And until the next episode, I hope you're listening to groovy music like Sun and the Saint. I hope you're laughing with just wild sheer abandon. And I hope you're dancing while everybody is watching.